What are some of the lab tests or assays you can get right now? I mean, move away from these panels or genomic panels, but more sort of, you know, down and dirty clinical stuff that you can order to try to help figure this out clinically.
Well, the most important things you can order are on the pathology specimen. That's what the doctor was talking about earlier. You need to have certain stains done on these tumors in order to give you some clue as to where they're arising from and what their biology is.
So, I mean, the woman with the axillary node, obviously you're going to get a HER2 in an ER.
Yes.
Although it's not... You know,
there are a few other breast markers, too.
Like what?
Gross cystic protein. There's a gross cystic protein that's fairly specific for breast cancer. Again, any of these tests aren't absolutely specific, but if they're negative, it doesn't necessarily mean it's not breast cancer, but positive would highly support that diagnosis.
What other kinds of markers?
Well, I mentioned the CK7 and CK20. There's some more nebulous markers, an OCT4, which marks germinal tumors, which can be important in a younger patient with a, you know, a clinical picture that could suggest an extragonadal germ cell tumor. There are others, I mean, that give you a clue as to the origin, but none of them are absolutely specific. None of them have been totally validated in this setting. That's what makes this unknown primary so difficult.
What about, I think it's called TTF or something?
TTF1 is positive, usually in non-small cell lung cancer, usually adenocarcinoma type. So that can be useful if that's positive. That suggests, again, not proven, a non-small cell lung cancer with an occult primary.